Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. It's 8 p.m. and you're on Blog Talk Radio with Vic. We are in the elephant room tonight. So glad that you have joined us tonight. Listen, if you know someone that would love this conversation tonight, please, I see listeners already on. Please invite someone to the broadcast tonight. If you want to dial in, you can dial in and listen on your cell phone, or if we're friends on Facebook, you can watch us via Facebook. Again, thank you for coming in, Facebook. Thank you for being on, and also to the Blog Talk Radio audience. I want to say welcome tonight. We are going to dive into some real talk. And listen, this is a talk program where I really encourage, if you have something that you want to share, if you want to come on the air and talk with me and have dialogue, you have that opportunity as well. So give my Facebook audience, please do me a favor and share this. Let's have an intellectual conversation. Let's talk about this thing. Let's talk about abandon versus abortion. That's what we're talking about tonight. When you have the father abandon the child, he has a financial obligation that the government, the law states that he has to do something financially. However, when a mother aborts her child, there is no legal consequence. Where there's a legal consequence if the father abandons, but there's no legal consequence if the mother aborts her child. Let's talk about that tonight. Again, share this video. Do me a favor. Share on your page. Invite someone in. We're going to have this conversation. We have a few listeners already on. So welcome. Tonight on Elephant Room, we're talking about abandon versus abortion. If the father abandoned his child, he suffered financial consequences. However, if the mother aborts her child, there is no financial consequence. There is no legal consequences for aborting her child. Is this fair? Let's have some conversation tonight. I will be looking at comments via Facebook as well. So if you have comments on my Facebook page, feel free to leave those comments there, and we will address those comments. And I already want to say thank you all for those that have already shared so far this live. So I appreciate it. And again, I will do my best to address some comments that we have here on the broadcast tonight. I'll do my best to address some of those comments. Okay, so I was recently looking at, let's first talk about the abandon thing, right? A mother and father comes together, perhaps they married. In most cases, though, they're not married, and they have a child together, and in most cases, the father is the one that is not the, what we'll say, custodial parent. You got the non-custodial parent and you got the custodial parent. The father is the one that is the non-custodial parent that then has to pay a certain amount of child support to the mother in order to help financially raise this child. And now through conversation, we understand that this child was born, you know, to a family. In most cases, and I'm going to say most cases, the mother and the father was not married, and it was born to this family of not married, and the father decides to leave. And then the woman says, Oh, no, you're not going to leave me with this financial burden, right? And then the mother goes on and takes the father to court so he can be able to, so he'll start paying some child support. All right. And then what we do is, what society does is they kind of knock the man for abandoning their child. You're not a man. You're not taking care of your child. And so the men is order a certain amount of financial support to the, I won't say the wife, because most likely, in most cases, not the wife, it's to the girlfriend, because you know society now kind of they have the child first, then they get married. They don't get married and have the child. You remember back in the day, like rocking in the treetop all night long, hopping and puffing and singing that song. Jerry Bird's in it. All little birds go tweet, tweet. No, that's not the right song. No, it's the one song that talks about first come love, then come marriage, then come a baby and a baby carriage. Maybe that's the one. First come love, then come marriage, then comes the baby. Well, now we see more so first come the baby and then child support. They done skip the other stuff. They don't first, if her first come love, then come marriage, then come the baby and the baby carriage. But now it's like, then come the baby. And then I don't even know if love is even there or marriage may come afterwards. In some cases, it does come afterwards. And again, this is not, if you got married, if you have a baby out of wedlock, okay. I mean, what's new, right? This is not knocking people that have children out of wedlock. What's new, right? That's almost like societal norm now. The baby comes first, and then maybe a wedding. But in most cases, it's not a wedding. What happens is the father leaves. So as soon as you get pregnant or the baby comes, the father says, oh, man, this is not for me. Oh, it was for you that 15 minutes when I was going at it, but now it ain't for you no more. Okay, well, all right. Then the woman says, oh, no, you're not. I'm going to put you on child support. So I already got some comments and statements. Let me see real quick here. Let me address those. You guys can also call in, and we can have some type of conversation. Let me see if I can click this real quick. You guys kind of hear me. So here we go. Let me see. I don't want you laughing at Benny. Maybe the woman feels like the father not going to be there or not stable is wrong both ways. And then somebody said, you're showing your age. Yeah, I guess I'm showing my age a little bit. I am. But that's the way it rolls, right? So the father gets put on child support. Now we have a conversation because when I was looking at, I was looking up some statistics earlier today, and when I was looking at some stats, according to the Census Bureau reports, the average monthly child support payment is $430. $430 is the average child support payment. And typically what happens is most of the times people get put on child support within that first year of having that baby. So if we did the math, $430 a month times 12 months times 18 years is a sum of $92,880. Sister girl just got almost six figures off of a child. That's pretty profitable. That's six figures. I know 18 years to get it, but some folks ain't getting six figures in their whole lifetime. She almost got six figures within 18 years. So because he abandoned his child, he has now a financial obligation of an average of $430 a month. That's a car note, right? For 18 years, so $92,880 he's paying in child support over the span of that child's life. Not even calculating if he's actually in that child's life, he's paying some more things as well. You have to know fathers pay more than just child support when they have their child, right? They pay other things too as well when they with their child. So no, I don't know, like, he could be paying well over $200,000 within that 18-year span of a child. Now, am I here to knock child support? Not here at all to knock child support. But I think we have to have a conversation about child support. Let's see here. Sierra, I agree. It's not fair for guys. I think guys should have the option to sign over rights to the state if they don't want the child, like the women can afford a child. That's an interesting perspective point there. Also think child support orders too much money for the women. And that's coming from a woman. That's powerful. I mean, hey, that's powerful. That's coming from a woman, not a man. I can hear a man saying, yeah, we're paying too much. But a woman saying it, that's a very interesting perspective. So $430, remember that number, $430 a month in child support. Okay? So now, what is the average cost of abortion? The average cost of a medical abortion up to 9 weeks of of gestation was $535. $535 is the average cost of an abortion. $535. That's not $535 a month like child support is $430 a month. That's $535, one and done, one time, is over. Okay? Now, when we look at the perspective is, which is most expensive, we know which is most expensive, the child support. The father abandoning his child, and not necessarily abandoning his child, even though I put abandonment there, because I would like to believe that most fathers don't necessarily abandon either their own child support, don't mean they don't come around, right? I think that a father, most likely if a father is paying child support, he's probably still some type of way in that child's life. He's not just paying child support and just gone. Now, you do have cases like that. They pay child support and you no longer see them, and they're faithful with their support. But I would like to think most men that do pay child support still see their child in some sense, right? But when you look at the cost of abortion versus the cost of child support, is not to be compared. It's a bigger cost, right? And you say, well, yeah, because the child is living, the child has these expenses as well. But when you look at the cost behind abortion, though, and not the monetary cost, the impact of it, right? There's a deeper cost that money can't buy. I said it last week. We all scream Black Lives Matter, except when it comes to abortion. Everybody's Black Lives Matter, and when the police kills an African American, we are distraught. However, abortion, we hide it, or people hide it under the presence of the idea that it's not murder, it's the woman's right, because that's her body, and that life, which we have to say is life, in her body, she can choose what she want to do, what's in her body. And the people that are kind of like just really far with this says, hey, we can't eliminate abortion because people don't get raped. People get raped. Women get raped. And is that fair for them to keep that child and they was raped? And so I looked into the abortion stats. Like, man, you know, that's a strong argument. And that's a sad situation. A very sad situation. A woman that's raped and then you got a man making laws saying, hey, no, you got to keep this baby. Well, this woman was raped. Well, I looked at it, at the stats, and we have, I think it was last year, over 800,000 abortions, almost 800,000, well, over 800,000 abortions. And here's the stats on it. 25% of the women said they're not ready for a child. Not rape. 25% said they're not ready for a child. 23% said, I can't afford a baby. Okay. 19% said, I'm done having children. You wasn't done. Oh, that's right. Accidents happen. Sorry. 19% said, done having the child. 8% says, I don't want to be a single mother. But 7% says I'm not mature enough to raise a child. 4% says would interfere with my education or my career. 4% said physical health problems. 3% fetal health problems. And 0.5%, not even 1%, was because they were a victim of rape. The smallest percentage was the victim of rape, which was 0.5, not 1%. 0.5, I don't have my calculator. 800,000, and 0.5%. So 800,000, if it was 1%, that would be 8,000. So 0.5 is half of that. So that's 4,000 people out of 800,000 was victims of rape. But the other one said, you know what? Can't afford it. I'm not ready for a child. I'm done having children. Well, evidently he wasn't done. And so if you look at that, well, people say, no, is there a choice? It is. No, I think everybody has a choice. Everyone in this world has the choice, no matter if you think it's right or wrong, it's still your choice. Okay? So when we look at that, the cost of abortion, the cost of a father on paying child support, it cannot really be compared. Now, I got some comments here. And listen, if you do want to get onto the radio program, do me a favor. It's so easy. It's so simple. Here's the call-in number. Here's the call-in number. The call-in number is 516-595-8255. Again, that's 516-595-8255. If you do want to speak and come on the air, shoot me a quick inbox and give me the last four digits of your phone number. Again, if you want to come on the air and speak on the subject matter, we'd love to have you come on and talk. Shoot me your last four digits in my inbox. So let's look here at some of the comments here. So the woman should be fined, but some women was raped or not mentally ready for the man, say he don't want the child. Okay. All right. I think receipts should be shown what the child support is used for. I love that. I love that. I always say that. I think that's a pretty, now some people get a little iffy. Why I got to show receipts? Because it's for the child. This is not your come up, sister. This is not your come up. This is not your second income. This is not your, you know, your, what you call it, your, I don't know, additional income, additional source of income. Okay. Good one. Good one. 624 abortion. Okay. So I was low. I was even lower. So 620. Okay. So honey, we do it. So honey, we do a lot as well, and they can sign over their rights. But my thing is create families, right? And not single parent homes. You have to worry about that. Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. Another comment, I don't think it is. When the child is getting older, some money is used, especially if you're paying daycare fees, clothes, shoes, underwear, socks, food, etc. Yeah, if I'm not ready for a baby, maybe you should strap up. Now, for those that don't know what strap up is, you know, Google it in the Urban Dictionary. You should strap up. There are so many things that can help and protect you. Okay. Daycare fees over $500 a month. Food, clothes, etc. Y'all crazy. It's sad women on here saying this. It's our body. You don't know what we go through. Abortion and child support is two different things. It's not even a child yet when you abort it. It's not even a child yet when you have an abortion. Not even a child yet. Okay. All right. It's not a child yet. It's not life yet. That's what you're saying. It's not life. Okay. So, you know, guys, I got to be, I try my best to be, what's the word I want to use? Unbiased. So, I scream this all the time. Celibacy. That's right. Say, hey, don't do it. Yeah, one viewer says, don't do it. Just, you know, be celibate. Just, you know, just work, you know, do you, have fun, and just be celibate. There's a reading why marriage was encouraged back in the day. I'm not ready, can't afford it, and don't want to be a single mother. So I resort to being celibate until I feel a mate is also ready for the responsibility sex brings. Sounds very mature. Sounds very mature. Okay. All right. So we got somebody's on. All right. You want to speak? I'm gonna bring you on. Someone says yes. This is absolutely fair. Babies have heartbeats at 6 weeks, okay? So there, you're saying that it is a baby. I have someone tell me, don't, because on, birth control. And I was like, you don't want me on birth control, but would prefer I get an abortion. It's kind of backwards, okay? Good. Hey, great comments. So I'm going to bring you on, 9001. Let me see, bring you on and let you share your thoughts. Here we go. I think you were saying you were ready to come on. If not, you ready or not, here we come. All right.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You on the air with Vic?
Yeah, I was saying that I get the whole thing about child support. I have 7 children. And honestly, if I took the father to court and got child support, I could live. I'm not going to say I'm going to live as comfortable as I am with working. But I honestly can pay all my bills and support my kids without me putting my fair share So I'm not saying a guy shouldn't help. What I'm saying is if you really budget and be realistic with the money, a kid requires more money as they get older, but the money for, they don't need shoes every month. They don't need clothes every month. Eventually a child grows out of diapers, and daycare fees are going to be there, but also the child support is so much that it will cover everything. I wouldn't have to pay a dime towards buying shoes, buying clothes. So honestly, I wouldn't have to do my part if a guy paid child support. That's why I felt like child support was too much. I also, you know, feel like it's based on circumstances. I don't believe in abortion, but I'm saying if you was with a guy, you knew that he had a girlfriend, a wife, or whatever, or that he just plain out wasn't ready for a child at all, who are we to say, because he already told you beforehand, accidents happen, it had to be on both parts, not only the guy, but on the woman as well. You have the choice, or we have the choice, because I'm a woman, to go get an abortion. You know, it's up to me totally, no matter if he wanted to push me to have an abortion, and I said no, and I kept the child, that was on me. If he wanted me to keep the baby and I had an abortion and, you know, it was on me as well. He didn't have any fair input in it. So I feel like the only thing that would be fair, as much as I'm against abortions, but in certain situations, you knew what you were getting yourself into. I am married with kids, so I see it from both perspectives, but I'm also fair. I know that child support is way too much. I feel like it should be based, like, overall on a year. If the guy was just, like, truly not aiming for an abortion, he was okay with having a baby, but he's just not helping as much. He should be on child support, but it also should go from actual real-life expenses of what it costs to raise a child. You raising your child may be totally different from me raising my child. Like, the cost of what I buy and a child, you may agree that your son has every, you know, new Jordan that comes out, that's $200. I may think my child only needs $30 gym shoes because I'm not wasting money. So who's to say I have to pay you $100 on those $2 gym shoes, $200 gym shoes, because that's what you want to have, and the court is forcing me to do it, and I have my own feelings. So that was my whole thing, like, on the child support thing. Child support is way too much. It should be split on realistic expectations, even with daycare. If you're not making enough to cover the daycare, then Job and Family Services will give you daycare vouchers. So I feel like all that's an excuse. As moms, well, and I'm not going to just say moms, because it can go both ways, you being a mom or a dad or even a grandparent that has custody of the child and is reaching out for some assistance, it is harder because you do have to figure out if your child is sick, you know, who's going to watch the child, if you have to pay a sitter or what you're going to do. But that's also part of it, too. If you made your bed, you got to lay in it. You can't just put it on the guy. We're more responsible of our bodies. The same way we're in control of abortions, we're in control of who we allow to have ourselves to have sex with, whether it's protected, unprotected, if we're in a real relationship, if we're married. So the same thing about being accountable, that it's our body, we can do what we want to do. You had to know it was your body when you laid down and made a baby with this man. If he was going to make a good dad, if he wanted to have another baby, if he was going to be there to help you or not. So that's just kind of my view on the whole situation.
Wow. I mean, you said a mouthful, and you said a lot of great things. And I think, and coming from a woman, I think that makes it even more impactful, because when you have these discussions about abortion, or when you have discussions about fathers paying child support, and when you are a male, like I'm leading this conversation, it's like, well, you're not a woman, so you don't understand. Or you're a man, and you probably just against child support because most men are on child support. And again, I'm not against child support at all. You know, when I had Madison, my personal daughter, I was married. And then when we got divorced, the conversation was not, I'm going to put you on child support. The conversation was, you know, hey, I'm going to give you this amount of money per month for my daughter. However, when you get, I don't know if people know, when you get divorced, the government makes you do child support through them. We were okay with an arrangement through us. So they made me do it because of a divorce, to be able to do a legal binding amount that I had to give every single month. But that wasn't our, we wasn't trying to do that, because her mother knew that me as a father would take care of my responsibility without the government interference. But because you got to go through the court systems to get a divorce, they want that in your divorce decree about your child support. And so that's I'm definitely not anti-supporting, because as a father, I do that. I do child support personally, and I do over and beyond that too as well, because I spend time with my daughter, and I don't say, well, I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z because I'm giving child support. But I do believe, to your point, and like you said, you have 7 kids. You know, someone can be thinking like, well, I can clean up, but that's not the way you're thinking. You're thinking more so, that, you know, I got to think about the father too as well. You know, is this really a realistic amount that he can afford, you know? And, you know, that plays a big part of it. So I really do appreciate you calling. And you said some other things that I really like too about, you know, you make a decision. You really do on who you're going to, you know, share your body with. And I know sometimes people say, well, I didn't know he was going to be like this. But I don't know. I think sometimes women do have a hunch. Like, yeah, this guy's not going to be – he's not going to be here for the long term. Is that true? You guys have a hunch, right?
Yeah, it's definitely true. You know, not necessarily – I mean, I've been with a guy who I thought was one way and later on turned out to be something different. But even then, that's part of the consequences. You made your bed, you have to lay in it. If you didn't know – you got to, you know, put your chin up and do what you got to do as far as what am I going to do to work it out. You can't say, well, I'm mad because he didn't turn out the way I wanted him to be. And, you know, I just don't know. I've seen guys who are good guys. The mom is upset, put the guy on child support. And like I said, I don't believe a guy shouldn't support his child, you know, depending on the circumstances. But also, I've seen a guy bringing home a $10 check. He can't afford to pay his own rent or even paying the child support like he's supposed to. Getting his kid, you know, every weekend or whenever he has some free time, and he doesn't have the money to buy clothes because he's paid so much out in child support. So the child doesn't have clothes over their house. They still have to feed the child. The mom's getting food benefits. They don't get food benefits for the child, even though they spend, you know, like you spend a lot of time with Madison. If Madison comes over your house, her mom's not packing a bag of food because you pay child support. Her mom's not sending extra clothes to keep there, you know, for you. I'm just saying, like, that's the way it is. We don't view it like that. And I try to be a person that's fair, and I'm able to look at things from both sides. You know, whether I'm angry at my husband or if anybody's angry at the other spouse, you got to think about it. They can't feed themselves half the time or pay their own bills. Jobs nowadays don't even pay enough to pay regular rent anyway. I know myself, I work 2 and 3 jobs sometimes to support my kids, but I'm a trying to blame the guy. It's not all on the guy. We should be able to support the kids with us, and the guy should be able to support the child with them, but without support, it makes things difficult. I do agree, like, it's messed up that you had to be forced, but the whole reason about being forced is because the courts make money off of it. Your child support fee could be $250 a month towards mom. They also put, like, another $16 tax, which $16 doesn't seem like a lot, but per month, so times 12, times 18 years, maybe even 24 if they go off to college, that's a lot of money they've collected just by getting in the middle of what agreement you already had with you and mom. At one point in time, yep, when I was getting child support, I was giving dad money back. He didn't have it. I'm like, well, the shoes only cost, you know, $60. You paid me $150. I'll send the rest of the money with the child. You know, because that's the right, my whole thing is I don't want him to struggle, because if he struggles, my child struggles. And it should be the same thing with the moms. If I'm struggling, then our child is struggling. Maybe child support wasn't enough. In some cases, child support is only a little bit. I've had $150 before. $150 isn't a lot. It may be times I've fallen low on bills and the $150 doesn't cover it. I'm able to reach out to dad and say, hey, I need a little bit more money this month. But if I was giving money back, he doesn't have a problem with doing it. So everything is all, you know, perspective and circumstances. But, you know, that's just my view on it. I don't think it's fair. It's very biased. I went and when I got married, deleted my husband's back child support, and the judge wouldn't let me at first. I had to go 3 times in front of the judge before she deleted the back child support because she didn't believe that it would work out. She didn't believe that it was the best interest of the child. I'm like, who are you to say that? These are my children or our children. You know, if I'm telling you I got it and we're going to work it out and he's going to do what he has to do, then, you know, who are you to get between that besides you having a gain from it because you're getting money from the courts for dealing with it? That's not helping the situation. So, you know, it just all depends.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. I'll finish tuning in on Facebook.
All right, cool. Thank you. All right. Great caller. Great information. Thanks for sharing your perspective. We really appreciate that. She said something towards the end. I don't know if you guys caught it. She said it's a moneymaker. Yes. And I knew that. And I looked into that. And I want to share this with you. Let me share something with you real quick here. Child support is a moneymaker. Abortion is a moneymaker. They spend so much federal funds going to abortion every year of billions of dollars. So either you abort the baby or you abandon the baby, the government is getting their piece of the pie. We want to say, I'm with the notion, and it used to be viewed like with the Republicans, less government, and the Democrats was more government. I'm with the view of less government in my personal affairs. less government. But I understand some people need more government intervention. But I think, like what she said, that she was when she got married to the father, they're like, no, we don't want to take away the child support. Why not? If the wife says, hey, I'm not gonna have him on, I want it to be gone. We're married. That's her decision. But again, they want a piece of the pie. I was reading something according to, check this out. Where's it at? For every dollar a state or local government spends on the child support program, it receives 66 cents from the federal government. For every dollar a state or local government spends on child support programs, it receives 66 cents from the federal government. Also, the federal government has a child support incentive program incentivizing the states and local government. That's kind of messed up. The federal government has a child support incentive program for the state and local government, and they base it off scores. Yeah. Now your kids now are based really. The kids and the father, whoever paying child support, is being broken down to a number, a score. And you can get extra financial backing or financial support as a state or local government if you have certain other measures met. So in order to get an extra incentive is what? Extra, right? So they're already getting 66 cents. But if they want to get more, they have like five different things they would have to go through to get this incentive. The first one is paternity establishment. They got to establish that is the father paternity establishment. The second one, establishment of child support orders. The state performs on support orders is calculated by dividing the number of cases in the CSC caseload for which there is a support order by the total number of cases in the program. Also, they get incentivized on current payments. So state performance on current payments is obtained by dividing the total dollars collected for current support in cases, caseload, divided by the total amount owed on the support in those cases. They also get an incentive on if they have less cases in the rearage, meaning that more people, there's very little past due payments. So, you know, when they say, hey, I'm going to lock you up if you don't pay this bill. They want you to pay. They want the father to pay that child support because, again, they are incentivized by how much payments they have coming in. And if you don't pay it, I'm going to lock you up. All right. And then if I lock you up, guess what? Now the jail system and the prison system, mass incarceration costs is $182 billion every year. And so that's another way they're making money. So you have to pay your support, we make our money, or get locked up, and we still get money from you. And like she said, when you're paying child support, they still get a piece of your child support. Everybody wanted to go run and be like, hey, we're going to put you on child support. So we deal with this thing called abandon and abortion. You know, many folks will say, well, you can't compare the two. All right. But I want to hear more from you. If you're listening and are you listening and want to come on the air, please call this number, 516-595-8255. Again, that's 516-595-8255. So I have a proposal. Okay. Let me see. I think someone wants to come on air. Let me see real quick here. Okay, no. I thought somebody inboxed me with their last four digits of their phone number so they can come on and speak on the subject. If you want to come on and speak on the subject, just inbox me the last four digits of your phone number and then call into that dial-in number that I shared. Call into that dial-in number. Let's see. I got a comment here. If you get government assistance, I believe they request the father pay for child support. I believe so, too. Yeah, they request it. So they want the government want to be in everything. They want to make sure they're getting their cut in everything. So let me go back to this point here that I was about to make. So with child support, if you vote for me in 2020, no, I'm just joking. I think and I may get, you guys may throw tomatoes at me, but just hear me out real quick. What if the child support, that the $430 that the father would spend, what if it goes into like a safe account, which yields, you know, 3%, 4%, 5% interest year over year? Well, the child never sees that money. And I know, well, the mother needs the money right now. But let's think about it. What if the child never receives that money until 18, right? Until 18. So let's do the math here. That's $430 a month, okay, for 12 months times 18 years. That's $92,880. If we put it in some type of IRA, mutual fund, the interest earned, the initial deposit was $430, okay? The total contribution was $92,880. The interest earned would be $23,089.47. When that child is 18, he or she would have $116,399.47. $116,399.47. Now, I know they're 18, like, oh my goodness, they're going to blow that money. But what could you prepare your child future for with $116,000? Because let's be honest, stats show that most of the times those who are on child support is, you know, from a broken family, a lower income family, right? And they, and the cycle, and many people say the cycle goes on and on. And I really dislike that comment, because I believe anyone has the ability and the power and the mindset to break any type of negative cycle. But what could that family do with $116,000, maybe even more than that, $120,000, at age 18? What could business could they invest in? What real estate property could they invest in to put that child in a better financial position? Now, again, shoot me down, I understand. But what would happen, though, if they say, you know what, we're not going to use it, we're going to save it and get this interest and put my child in a better position? What's your thoughts on that? All child support payments go into the account that yields 5% interest each year, 3.5 or something interest each year. What's your thoughts on that? I think it's a pretty nice amount of money they'll come out with at age 18 and set them up for success. Take care of college. Take care of their first house, their first home. Let's see here. Hey, one person that loved it. Yeah, I think it would make so much sense, and it'll give a child a great advantage in life, especially our children that don't have some of the privileges like some other people do. You know, hey, invest in the family business, whatever it may be. But I think, you know, if you look at it from that perspective, if we save it for all those years, and all the interest that's a part of it, I think it's a great opportunity. So now let's talk about this. So the abortion, I get it. People are saying that, you know, abortion is a woman's right. And some of y'all probably jumped off because that subject can be, that's why it's called the elephant room. Right? Because these subjects that people tend to want to talk about, right? But there's nothing wrong with talking about these type of subjects, because guess what? It's life. It does exist. So if someone says, and I get it, what about the child's everyday needs? Does mom have to do that on her own? So it all depends, right? If the father is on board with it, and the father's, you know, still helping out with the child, then yeah, you know, then the father helps. But if the father doesn't, so the mother can say, and I say, again, I don't know people's financial situation. So this will suggest that the mother needs the father's income in order to be able to support the child. Because in many cases, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I could be wrong. I don't know if the father went to jail and then paid child support, does that mean the mother can't afford the child? Right? Is the father child support really that impactful that is your livelihood? It's breaking your livelihood, meaning that if the child support payment is not there, you're going to get put out your house, you won't have a car, you won't be able to make it. Or is that child support payment just an extra addition to your income that you can help use for the purpose of the child? Yes. But could you take that money, not use it, and be and still be able to live a decent life, right? I don't know. You guys tell me. You know, the average income, I believe, in America is for a woman, for a black woman, is I think it was $34,000 as the average for a black woman, $34,000 or $32,000. And is that $32,000, $34,000? Is that enough to live off of? Definitely love to hear your perspective. And so when you think about abandon and abortion, do you think that abortion is almost the, for the lack of a better term, kind of like the easy way, right? Because when I read the stats earlier, most people said they got an abortion because they couldn't afford the child. Okay. So that kind of like, you know what, I can't afford it. Let me go ahead and just get rid of the child. And I say child. And the reason why I say child, because I believe that it's a child. I believe the baby's a child. I believe that you have a human inside of you. That's my personal belief. Because, you know, that's where life starts. Life, we don't just start out, you know, like this, right? Life starts very molecular, and that's what that seed is, that's planted. That's where life is starting. But again, that's my position on it, right? Anybody knows me, I am pro-life. I am pro-life, and I don't hide it. I don't broadcast it. I don't knock people that are pro-choice. If you decide to be pro-choice, that's your personal preference. That's your decision. That's your choice. That's what you would have to answer to. I'm pro-life because one reason I'm pro-life because I was a candidate for abortion, and I thank God that I'm still here. So I thank God personally that I wasn't aborted, and I could have been, and I was on the way to be aborted. So I am very much pro-life. I thank God for intervening with my mother, intervening with my father, and not going through with it. I wouldn't be here today. So I believe that when the seed is planted in the woman, that's life. And so I am pro-life, you know. And don't twist my pro-life up with, oh, you're a Republican, right? I'm not a Republican, but I support the Republicans on pro-life. I do. I support the Republicans on some other issues. And then I support some Democrats on some other issues, right? But I believe that that's life. Got a comment here, statement here. Child support should always be extra in my eyes. We should always do what we have to do to survive without the assistance from anything or anyone. I agree. I believe child support should be that extra. So you should be able to live without the child support, and the child support is something additional, supplemental income, right? I guess you can call it supplemental income. But if you put that supplemental income back and saved it for 18 years, you would put your child at a better position. Yes, maybe the father wasn't in his life, but you know what? He's in a better position to be a better father for someone else because he has some finances that have been stacked up for him for 18 years. If you can do that, that's great. If you can't, I understand. And I think many people will be challenged with doing that because you're talking about 430. I got to save back 400. You just say, yeah, save back $430. For 18 years, don't touch it, as if it doesn't exist. And you'll be able to put your child in a better position. And guess what? That's in reality, that money is still in your account. You are the adult, right? So you wouldn't just give that $116,000 to your 18-year-old. They'd probably go blow it. They popping bottles in the club, right? They think they Lil Durk, or whoever, right? Lil Durk been on my radar for a minute. I just found out who he was recently. So Lil Durk. But no, seriously, you know, you have that ability to do so. As a parent, if you're listening right now, so I got some more people listening that's on the radio broadcast. If you do want to comment, do me a favor and send me a quick inbox and let me know you're trying to get on. Let me see something here. Okay. Well, I want to bring you on and you don't want to be on. Give me the last four digits of your phone number, and then I bring you on into this conversation. So let's ask this question. If the father abandoned his child, he suffers financial consequences. If the mother aborts her child, there's no financial consequences. Do you think, legal. Do you think there should be a legal consequence for aborting a child? Do you think there should be a legal consequence? Let me hear from you. I think Felicia is on. I think she is on. Do you think there should be some type of legal consequence for aborting your child? Or do you think no, because that's your body? And I think, you know, we see these horrible stories with parents, with parents, you know, killing their children at early ages and so forth. And it's terrifying. And, you know, people are mad and, you know, people are really, you know, just, you know, irate when we see stories like that through social media, through the news of parents killing their children. But is it almost hypocritical that we're not irate when someone has an abortion? Is it like hypocritical because they haven't gave birth to that child, so it's okay. That child, because I know, again, the child is in the woman, but the child is still a separate entity, right? And so for them to say it's okay, then I don't know. Again, I'm not a woman, right? But I think it could be borderline hypocritical. That will say, you know, oh, that person is wrong for killing a baby, their newborn baby, but they can kill the baby as long as the baby haven't came into the world. Both had life, but because it's legal to kill the baby before it comes out, then that makes it okay. Statement here, some people abort children for different reasons. Yeah, we talked about that early on. You probably just came on a little bit later. And we talked about that, and many people talk about they aborted because of rape. And through statistics shows that rape is the least reason why people abort. It's the very least reason. Most people abort for, you know, financial reasons. And that, yeah, I agree. Adoption is always an option, right? Someone on my post not too long ago said, if you don't want it, you know, drop the baby off at the local fire station. Because we don't know what gift, what impact that child has or will have on society. That child could have a cure for the various diseases that there's no cure for. That child can be the next president. We don't know the future of that child. And so what we do is we take that future away, right, and say, well, you know what, you don't have no future because you are in my body, and I got to say so. And in reality, you got to say so what goes on within your body. You do as a woman. But do you think there should be? There's a legal consequence for a father abandoning his child, but there's no legal consequence for a mother aborting. And yeah, it is two different things. But however, at the end of the day, in both situations, the child was abandoned. Let me say it that way. At the end of the day, in both situations, if the father left, the father abandoned. If the baby was aborted, the baby's still abandoned. Either way you look at it, there is an abandonment of that child. And on one end, there is a legal consequence, but on the other end, there's no legal consequence. Should there be a legal consequence if a woman decides to get an abortion? Or should it not be? What did you say on your Facebook? I'm trying to see. I don't see no yes or no's. Again, if you're listening via the phone, that number to call in to get on the air and talk with me is 516-595-8255. Again, that's 516-595-8255. Let me make sure I didn't miss anyone here. I'm gonna share some more facts with you, because I shared with you earlier that my first caller, she mentioned it, that there is cost involved, there is profit involved with child support. And that's a sad case, because if this money is for the child, then why the government going to get their piece too, right? But that's what the government does. The government has to get their piece, because we involve the government in everything that we do. We want to involve the government when it comes to child support, but we don't want to involve when it comes to other stuff that we know that will lock us up, right? We want to involve them, though, when it comes to child support. Let me see here. I feel like abortion is selfish, okay? So I'm going to say that abortion is selfish, right? Because they're just thinking about themselves and not thinking about their future child. If dad wanted the baby and mom aborted, mom should have to pay some distress payment or something, I think a lot of women would think twice before aborting because it would come with more interesting. That's an interesting one. So if dad wanted the baby, and see, that was, you know, that was a significant case with mine. My mother was shared that my father said, no, we're not, you know, not aborting my child. And so I see what you're saying. So if the mother goes on with it, then the father should be able to sue. Yeah, maybe that's what we're saying. The father should be able to sue for some type of distress, because let's be honest, you know, and he's not suing just to get back, but let's be honest, you know, if a father's like, no, I want my child, and the mother's like, no, I don't want the child, and then, you know, that mother still goes on because it's her right, that can really, any loss can cause severe distress with anyone. I don't care if you are a man. That can cause severe distress with the man, and then does he have that right to say, you know what, I'm going to sue for distress, and you're going to make payments to me now. And that's a conversation. And I don't know if there's any cases out there where men actually sued the woman for having an abortion. I would love to look into that, and I think that's worth another conversation to have, because is the father right if he says, no, I don't want you to? Because we talk about the women's rights because it's her body, but does the father really have rights in this situation? Because it takes two to have a child, right? So does he really have rights, or does he not have rights? Does the father have rights to a child when the child is born, but not have rights when the child is unborn? Ooh, that's a good question. Let me type that. Does the father have rights when the child is unborn? Or does he only have rights when the child is born? What you all say? That's good. That's a good question. Does the father have rights when the child is unborn, or does he only have rights when the child is born? Because I would suggest that the father should have rights with the unborn child too as well, because again, he was a part of, you know, consummation, right? He was a part of it. So he should have some rights even though the child is not born yet. So he should have some rights and say so on, and he could have. I don't know. I don't know the law in depth in terms of if he does have a, I don't know if the father says, no, I don't want it, an abortion. Does he have rights to stop her from having an abortion? Because again, it's her body, even though he was a part of making that child. I think that's great. Great, great question again. Real quick, last call. If you want to call in and share your thoughts, my time is almost up. If you want to call in and share your thoughts, you can tonight. That call-in number, real quick, is 516-595-8255. Again, 516-595-8255. If you want to make a comment, I need you to do it. You can go right on Facebook, send me a message, and I'll bring you in. Let me check something real quick, Facebook. All right, good. All right, have to check something real quick. Another question. Actually, dad has no rights by law, unless he goes to court for joint custody, even if he signed the birth certificate. Really? So you're saying even when the child is born, the dad has no legal rights by law, unless he goes to court for joint custody, even if he's, that's true. I think I knew that one. That's true, yeah. Interesting. I don't know how I feel about that. I think it should already be some type of joint rights when the child is born. I really do. Again, though, we involve the government within so much within our life, and they don't mind, because guess what? They're getting a piece of the pie from our decisions. They get a piece of the pie from our decisions. Even when you get divorced, they get a piece of the pie from our decisions. When you get married, they get a piece of the pie from our decisions. That's interesting. That's interesting, people. Couple comments. Pastor, I have 5 kids, and I went to child support and told them after 6 payments, I would like to cancel child support, and they made me get a lawyer. And I did just that, and we both sat down and realized it's all about the system making money off of both of us. Powerful. All about the system making money off of both of us. All right, I got a caller. You get call them out to give you like 1 minute and 30 seconds, 2 minutes. I've had friends that are dads that take care of the kids, that take the kids, and mom was able to call the police and force the dad to return the kids, even though they was a biological father for these kids. Wow. Fathers, I don't know, man. I don't know, fathers. I don't know. All right, I got a caller. Let me see. What's the last? 4644. 4644. Okay. All right, caller, you're Vic.
You know, on this issue of abortion, how you doing? Black women have aborted over 20 million black babies since 1973.
How many? 20 million?
Over 20 million since 1973. In New York, more black babies are aborted than born.
Wow.
Now, yeah, it is wow. So, 20 million, that equates to about 50 an hour, 47 an hour, 24/7. And, you know, people say, well, that's her body. She do what she wants to. Well, okay. But then why do people try to tell black women don't wear weaves? Why do they try to tell people to eat tofu rather than pork chops? You follow me?
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's an alarming stat. I mean, that's alarming. You know, 20 million since 1973, you said, before I was even born. So this started way before me, way before a lot of people that's even on my live. And some people say this is almost like another sense of type of purge.
But wait a minute. Black males have killed over 324,000 in a 35-year period of each other.
Wow.
Now, don't believe me. Check that yourself.
You know, I believe what you're saying, because I looked into some stats and it was alarming. And you know, like I said, we scream Black Lives Matter, but, you know, we're killing ourselves more than the police is killing black people.
Now, here's another thing. If you, a shooter, shoot a pregnant woman and kill the fetus, and the woman, you're subjected to a double murder. But she can kill that baby up to dilation and nothing happens.
Wow. Good point. And I've heard that. Good point. If you kill a pregnant woman, you can be convicted of double murder. But if she aborts the child, it's not considered a murder because that's her choice.
All right. Wow. I'll let you get back to your show.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Great perspective. Great point there. Great perspective. Great point. Thank you for sharing that. And I forgot about that. All right. I know 50 seconds. Listen, it's counting down on me. That's my time. I thank you all for viewing. We will be back next Monday. Next Monday. Next Monday. Same time, same place. Do me a favor. Share the video. And also, before you leave off our live, share a topic you want to hear. And I may choose your topic. Share a topic you want to hear, and I may choose that topic. That's my time. You all have a great night. Good night.